Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Did you watch Jaws on Friday night?
Not only did I watch Jaws on Friday night, I watched Jaws 2 on Saturday night, then finished it last night. And what do you see on my fingers? Just tell me about my nails.
It looks like you've been chewing on your fingernails.
I bit all of my fingernails off, and I have seen Jaws 2 approximately 9,346 times. I made Johnny suffer through it two nights in a row. And I bit all my fingernails off.
Oh, my.
I know, he does. He.
Why do you do that to him?
Well, he's a nice guy. The Royals game was over, and I go, let's just finish it. There's a really good part you haven't seen.
You could have been packing.
I know. We need to pack. Let's watch a movie instead that I've seen 9,346 times.
Are you stalling?
No. But we're
I know moving's not fun.
We're still in our space that we're in now for another 6 days while the painters are finishing up at the new home. So there's a lot of fumes going on. There's a lot of construction going on.
Okay. And I was there last week.
Right. I just keep thinking, you know, we'll start putting stuff in boxes. We did get a U-Haul over the weekend and loaded that up in the wind. And we made one trip, one big trip.
That's it?
But there's not a ton in that loft, you know that, Scott.
Then why are you dragging your feet on packing?
And why are you freaking out about getting it all moved in time if there's not a lot?
Sounds like
stalling to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the packing and the boxing, Sam, don't like it.
Nobody does.
I should have hired somebody to do it. There's not that much stuff.
You had your son and his friends come over.
They did. They helped all of the big stuff out.
Did you feed them?
Yes. And got them beer and paid them.
Okay.
I paid them. Cause ain't nobody likes to move, and I had a sore back. I wasn't very much help. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you need me to come over there with some? I'm not going to lift
furniture.
I know. I'm not going to help any furniture. I'm too old for that now. But like, I used to be a professional mover. I can help you
during the break. Sam, he goes, you know what? You need newspapers. You need to put
That's
all of
true.
Your dinner plates in newspaper.
Not kidding.
Individually wrap every single piece.
I'm more like, let's throw it in a box and cross our fingers.
You know what? Do that and then go hit a bump.
Do you like your dinner plates?
You won't have them. They will be broken.
They will crack in the car if I put them in the front seat and drive directly. It's like 10 miles.
What if you hit a pothole?
I've seen you drive.
Which, by the way, tell everyone what's growing in our parking lot because it's one of the funniest things
so,
ever.
So months ago, we have some rather large potholes here at the radio station.
Sinkholes. Let's go with sinkhole.
Let's say when...
It's the land of a thousand lakes.
Let's just say nobody drives into our parking lot in a straight line. I mean, when I drive in every day, it's to the right, to the left, to the right, back to the left. Dana and I and Sam were joking a couple of months ago that when spring got here, we were going to get some potting soil and some flowers and plant flowers in the gigantic potholes in our parking lot. Don't have to. In one of the potholes, a tree is now growing. A tree. It's a little tree
Scott
right now.
Scott drove by and took a picture of it and then sent it to Sam and I like, I don't know, a week ago. He goes,
Wednesday.
He goes, there's a tree now growing out of one of them.
It is. Now, I do have a, when spring got here, I went, you know, out to Suburban and bought a bunch of plants for the pots
Suburban
in the house.
Garden.
I still have a full bag of potting soil. And I have flirted with the idea of going to Suburban and getting some
I don't
plants.
Think we need to add nutrients to the
if you want them to grow, you
transaction.
Do. No, because what I'm thinking is one of the potholes over here on the side of the building.
We could get quite a few flowers in there.
I know.
Yeah.
And but do you
put
think somebody
around it? So maybe
some begonias. I don't know if we'll have time.
I don't know. Well, you know, I learned a lot about planting. You need filler, thriller, and spiller. That's right.
Wait. Filler, thriller, and spiller.
That's correct.
Uh huh.
So your thriller is like the big.
Oh, sorry. The mouse was still hovering.
I planted my pots all weekend. I know exactly what you're talking about. The spiller is the ivy that goes over, or the sweet potato vine, or yes.
Honey, will you send me a picture of the pot on
good.
Our front porch?
I know how to
question
plant
mark.
Pots.
And I'm going to show you. Yes. So like the little green ivy stuff or whatever, that's the spiller because it spills out.
All right.
This is what I'm telling you is true.
Sam should know this because he's a new homeowner. What is the most amount of money you have spent at a nursery or garden store in one, like getting settled? You just got into the house like we right. just did. I'm not even going to tell you the number, but I want to know what your number is.
Well, I do remember about 3 years ago, Heather and I and somebody else went to Family Tree Nursery over here on Quivira.
It's my favorite.
And
it's my favorite.
That's a great place. And I just remember we get up to the counter and the cart was filled. And
yeah.
I basically sat on a bench and just waited. And I said to the gal behind the counter, I said, I hope you're on commission.
Yeah.
It was about $250, $300.
Oh.
Worth of stuff. We bought a bunch of hoses.
I thought you were going to say way higher.
No.
How much did you spend?
I'm not going to say.
Well, you should.
You know, there are multiple.
If we're comparing carts.
There are big pots. There are.
We got some thriller spiller and
house has not been mulched in 20 years. I mean, 40 bags of mulch. Just, you know.
40 bags of mulch?
Oh, Scott,
did you mulch the whole lawn?
The whole front. I got a couple of birdhouses. Like, you know, you just start and I get so, I'm telling you, studies show
40 bags of mulch.
Digging in the dirt releases all of Dana's happy things. If the oxytocin and the, and I don't know if you've done it, Sam, gotten out, even with a pair of gloves on, start digging in the dirt. You will feel calmer. You will feel happier. I can't even explain it. I got English ivy that will start eventually growing up some of the stone. Like I am.
Be careful. That's not good for it.
See,
I need to be barred from going back.
You didn't answer the very simple question of how much money did you
in
spend.
In four trips.
Did the first number, was it a two?
No.
Thousand?
It's probably a little.
Wait, you made four trips to Family Tree Nursery over the weekend?
Over the last 2 weeks. Because it's right. It's
well, no
not far.
You haven't packed.
You've been too busy working in the yard. That'll come later. Get packed.
No, I like doing fun things. I don't like doing not fun things.
How much have you spent in four trips over 2 weeks?
Oh.
By the way, your plants look really nice outside.
Thank you. I don't know, like.
Be honest.
What?
I was trying to lip read. I couldn't tell. First number is six.
No. First number is 16.
Okay.
Because
that's
Sam,
not that bad. That's less than I originally
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, Sam, dirt, potting soil, mulch. And some of this stuff, I planted perennials, so they'll come back every year.
See, we bought a house with 11 garden beds that's already full of thrillers, spillers, and fillers.
You don't have to buy
no.
them.
And
you
so
just,
we're currently in the taming phase.
Filler, spiller, thriller. So, look.
You need a weed whacker, do you?
This is the pot on the front porch.
It looks very nice.
That's the thriller.
Yo, I see it.
That's the filler,
yep.
And that's the spiller.
Some elephant ears, I know. Let's just say I am on a first-name basis with some of the employees there.
Oh, God.
But I'm done. I said no more. No more.
Uh-huh.
No, I've got to.
You're like an addict.
No, it kind of is addicting. But, it's good for your health. Mind, body, soul.
I understand, but Dana, there are more important things like, I don't know, packing. not planting.
There's an unwelcome sight in the neighborhood. A developer is being greedy.
Greedy.
There's a hole in the sky where a tree once
National
stood.
National treasure, she is.
Such a lack of life and sound.
Everybody together.
All that's left is bare, muddy ground. A magnificent tree was murdered.
Oh, my gosh.
The mighty dollar cut it down. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was.
Somebody's making money.
There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. Laws protect exceptional trees, but the city grants exemptions to these. Instead, they reward the developer's greed and sanction the murderer's deeds.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, so the president has just announced
yes.
that Israel and Iran have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire set to begin in roughly 6 hours. It involves two 12-hour ceasefire periods. Iran will initiate the initial one, then Israel will follow with a second one, and then after the next 24 hours, so 30 hours, because it starts in 6 hours from now, after 24 hours, the war will be officially ended, according to the president.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're waiting 6 hours to start.
I was just going to say, why don't we cease now?
The answer to that, I don't know. The other answer is, I don't know how you flush golf balls.
Sam, did you see, did I send you that picture over the weekend?
Why you would?
You did. Or just Scott?
You did send those over the weekend, and I didn't know how to respond, so.
Nor I.
I chose not to.
Apparently, it's been many, many, many years since I was in the market to purchase a toilet. When did this become a thing that all of the advertisements in name your big box store when you're shopping in the plumbing aisle are bragging that their product can, number one, flush a bucket of golf balls?
Oh, no, I think we're talking about number two.
And then number two, very funny, Sam.
Very good.
Then number two, it says power flush. And what do you see there, Scott?
Billiard balls.
This one said, right down from the bucket of golf balls, flushes 7 billiard balls, tested and proven. And then as if I needed the graphic. It shows the 1, 4, 5, 10, and 8 ball in a toilet as if someone is about to flush it.
So
when do we start measuring toilet efficacy with sports balls?
Because you can't say would flush that giant turd you're about to put
but
in it.
Why is it 7 billiard balls? Why not 8?
Why not the whole set?
Where's the cue ball?
Why is it stopping at 7?
We were laughing so hard, and then there was a woman shopping behind us looking at, like, plumbing fixtures. And I go, when did this start? And she goes, I have never seen that. And she goes, I heard you guys giggling about it. I have no idea.
It's not new. I was telling Dana during the break, I used to do commercials for Anthony Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. And I don't know why they were selling toilets or something, but they were. And one of the lines that I had to read was, you can flush an entire bucket of golf balls. I don't know why you would, but you could. That was the exact line in the script.
I mean, you never know when you need to get rid of a bucket of golf balls that you're not going to hit into the woods.
Now, if I will tell you this, if you have toddlers, that might be something you want to look into, because toddlers are notorious for putting things where they don't belong. And several listeners weighed in and said, oh my gosh, not a bucket of golf balls, but 3 stuffed animals. You know, they were listing all of the things their kids had put in there.
I think what they're really, I don't think they're trying to get at your kid could throw a doll in the toilet and it's still going to flush it. They're trying to let you know that you could have the most painful
9-wig boom boom.
A 9-wig boom boom. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Listen to our listener, Sonia. She writes, we have a special needs child who once tried to flush a crystal perfume bottle, a bunch of Star Wars characters from Burger King, in parentheses Darth Vader, Leia, Luke, and Han, and Daphne from Scooby-Doo. We got everyone but Daphne out, then had to get a new toilet after the second plumber visit. The toilet in your video is likely cheaper than the plumber. And
but
I believe
you
it.
Know that they had to put a disclaimer underneath that that said, please try to flush.
I did not see that disclaimer anywhere on either box. And these were 2 competing companies, by the way.
Well, it's
as if
on
one
back.
Company was like, you can flush a bucket of golf balls. And then the other company went, aha, hold my beer. We're doing this with pool balls.
But to Scott's point, what do you want it to say? I mean,
not that. It's just weird.
Well, they're just
ready
trying
to drop a log. Like what?
Would you rather they had a picture of a big giant poop sitting in the toilet?
No.
And say, if you have one of these this big, we'll still take care of it.
Isn't it odd to you that of all of the products ever invented, there are only a handful that have not changed? The mousetrap.
Yep.
And the toilet. We were talking about it in the aisle. I go, this is one of the things. The design, it has not evolved into anything else. You can add a bidet, and there are some toilets now that have the flush mechanism on top versus the crank handle. What? But that, the actual porcelain, you know, mechanism of the toilet,
it's the same.
Has never changed.
I can think of a handful of things.
The pocket.
Yeah, the pocket's never changed.
Okay.
You're right.
Can't even really add anything to it, except unless you're going to throw in a change pocket. Who uses that?
Nobody.
The clothes hanger?
Yeah.
It's still pretty much the same as it always was.
You would just think there would be another design or another way to do it. Nope.
The fan? Like, you know, the one where you go, I'm your father. I mean, those are still roughly the same. The light switch.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a dimmer, but generally the light switch remains the same. Light bulb, same shape.
Well, no,
for the most part,
no, they've changed. Now you got the LED lights, and you know the squirrely little lights.
Those are the squirrely ones.
What are they called?
I don't know. Do the dimmers ever actually work perfectly?
Do it in my house?
Well, that's Western.
I don't like you guys.
The toothbrush.
Yeah, the toothbrush.
Has not changed.
Dina in Lawrence. Hello, Dina.
Hello.
Hi.
I can answer some of these questions for you.
Okay. Have you ever flushed a bucket of golf balls down a toilet?
No, but I've been with a plumbing company for 22 years, so I can answer some of these questions. But the toilet bowl has changed.
Okay.
It doesn't look like it, but tanks used to be 3.2 gallon per flush.
Now it's one.
They had to go into the water saver, so now they're either 1.28 or 1.6.
Okay.
So you have less volume of water trying to flush the same material. So the trap size has been bigger. So if you look in the back of the tank, it might say that it has a 3-inch tank flapper opposed to that little tiny 2-inch. Therefore, it flushes more water at one time. And so you do want the force of that to flush golf balls.
By that, you mean large poop?
Dual flush on top, that's a waste of money. Don't do the dual flush on top.
Okay, good to know.
And all toilets are not equally the same. So the toilet I would recommend you buy is an American Standard Cadet, an American Standard Pro, Toto Drake, Toto Drake 2.
Dina?
Stay away from the box store brands.
Dina, we went with the Cadet. I'm just going to tell you right now.
The Cadet? Is that what it's
called? We went with the Cadet.
Good. Oh, Cadet.
Good. That's a good toilet. American Standard Cadet. There was something else I was going to tell you on that. Anyway, they're not all equal, but stay away from the box brand of anything when you go to those stores.
Really?
Because they are, oh my gosh, yes.
Okay.
They are made cheaper so that they can have a budget-friendly price for the DIYers.
Okay.
But how do we know if it's the box store brand?
If you're at Home Depot, that's going to be a Tuscany. It's going to be a Glacier Bay. If you're at Menard, maybe Menard
so nice.
Has the Tuscany. I know the Home Depot has
just
the Glacier
go with the
Bay.
Cadet, Scott. Just go with the Cadet.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if you're going to go with fixtures, go with Delta. Delta fixtures are the best.
Okay.
Or call me. Call me. Call me at Action Plumbing in Lawrence, Kansas.
Wow. That's good.
Way to get it in, Dina.
I'm going
to
charge
Way
you for
to
that.
Get it in.
Very good. All right. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye.
You need a turn, you call me.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You need a turn, you call me.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Last day under the sun. Feels like it. Story here from Connecticut. A woman who claims she was allowed to graduate from high school without being able to read or write is seeking millions of dollars in a settlement. The law firm of Barry, Taylor, and Levesque said it filed a formal offer to settle the lawsuit on behalf of Alicia Ortiz. Ortiz sued the Hartford Board of Education, the city of Hartford, and two special ed staff members at Hartford Public High School. They are seeking $3 million. $3 million.
Yeah.
Good.
Why?
Why?
Because you forced my family to pay taxes and you made me go to a school. Granted, I didn't have to go to a public school. I could have gone to a private school. But you made me pay taxes for the school that I went to, the public school, on the grounds of me getting an education. And rather than making me get an education, rather than taking me by the hand and teaching me what I needed to know, you pushed me through the system and then kicked me out and said, hey, good luck.
18 times.
Isn't that a two-way street?
I would agree that there is a lot of self-accountability there if you weren't paying taxes for that service.
One of the stories that I read said she is currently a freshman at, like, Hartford University, and I've got to go back and see that. There's no way. Could you get through college without being able to read or write?
I don't think
write?
You get to college.
I don't think there's any way.
Absolutely not.
The lawsuit alleges these failures not only violated educational policies, but also disregarded state mandates for reporting bullying, harassment, and suspected abuse. She said she was bullied even by her. She had an AEP. The specialized person that.
Oh, like a paralegal?
Yeah, that they give you in school to help you.
Yeah.
It's a para.
Is it a para?
Not a paralegal.
Yeah, para. Yeah, that's right.
Among the most serious allegations in the education system, according to the law firm, were claims that special ed case manager, it doesn't matter what her name is, repeatedly engaged in controlling verbally abusive behavior.
Obviously that's not okay.
Not okay.
Had she dropped out and not been allowed to graduate, I would say no lawsuit. But the fact that she was pushed along.
But wait a minute, Sam, and then I want you to continue with your thought. If my grades are so bad that I'm either flunking out or I'm going to need to drop out of school. I mean, straight A kids normally don't drop out of school, right?
Yeah.
So my grades are so bad that. And I'm so done with this high school. I'm dropping out. Wouldn't you have a lawsuit there as well? Because they didn't hold your hand.
Okay, but she, quote, graduated with honors.
Mm-hmm.
From the CNN story. She graduated from high school with honors, but cannot read or write. Now she's suing. And yes, she is in her freshman year at the University of Connecticut. How do you get into college if you cannot read or write?
Dana, I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know how you, just through osmosis, can't learn to read or write when you're sitting in a school for 12 years of your life.
Probably wasn't there half the time.
Well, then whose fault is that?
Well, what happened to truancy court? Again, if there weren't the requirement to pay for it, I would be saying no lawsuit. But you're requiring me to pay for it. You're also requiring me to go to this institution to get...
Her parents paid for it.
Okay, she is currently going to UConn.
That I can't figure out.
And says she relied heavily on assistive technology, such as speech-to-text and text-to-speech programs, to complete her schoolwork.
All right. Is this part of the... You know, doesn't honestly, can you remember the last time you heard somebody say, oh, yeah, that was my son. He flunked out or he got an F.
No. You're not allowed to flunk kids anymore.
I know.
And in some districts around the country and for a short time, a district here in the metro, you weren't even allowed to give them a 0 for not turning the assignment in. The minimum was a 50.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even turn it in. Here's a 50%.
Days before her graduation, school officials reportedly offered her the option to defer her diploma and receive additional support. She declined. I think they knew it was going to leak out that she could not read or write and was given an honors diploma.
I could read and write, and I couldn't get an honors diploma. 913-586-7798, if you guys want to weigh in. Sam thinks she has a case. I don't. I think Now, granted, should the school have just kept pushing her through fifth grade, sixth grade? I don't want to deal with her. But she can't read or write. I don't care. And if we flunk her, then we don't get credit for a student being in the seat.
Now, do I think she should get a payday because of the situation that she's in? No. But I absolutely think that it needs to shed light on the school system as a whole. Because she, I guarantee you, she's not the only one getting pushed.
Now, let me ask. Somebody asked on the text line, is it possible that she is faking this? Do we know that she can't read or
she
write?
She has a learning disability. I don't believe she's faking this, no. And part of her emotional distress is once she got to UConn, she could not keep up. And because she couldn't read, she just can't. Yeah. So she had to take a leave of absence. You know, that's emotional distress.
913-586-7798. David in Liberty. Hello.
Hey, I was going to let you all know. So coming from Oklahoma, there is a gentleman, Scott, you might remember him back in the late 80s, early 90s. He was a defensive lineman, I believe, for the Washington Redskins, Dexter Manley.
Yeah, of course.
He graduated from Oklahoma State University, but he does not know how to read or write, or did not know in the later part of his NFL career, which I just always found fascinating that here's a guy that went to college for 3 or 4 years. I'm not sure if he graduated or not, but nevertheless, was at that school and was illiterate.
I did not know that about Dexter Manley. I'll check that out. Hey, thank you, David. Appreciate the call.
In one of the Daily Mail stories on this, the school knew. She said every first day of school that she would dread, by the way, every first day of school, I would tell my new teacher, I cannot read and write, so please be patient for me, and everyone knew. I would cry knowing the people who had big titles knew this was happening and no one stepped up to help.
I remember this story. She came out many, many months ago and was threatening a lawsuit. Now one's been filed. That's why this story's back in the news today. I remember her story.
Yeah, I remember it.
Holly in Olathe. Holly, good afternoon. Hello.
Yeah, hi there. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, so I'm a high school teacher, and I am very curious about this lawsuit because it's definitely between the chronic absenteeism and the general, like, pushing our students along. Because that's kind of a no-no to, like, not, it's definitely frowned upon, and there's a lot of hoops you have to go through as a parent if you want to hold your kid back, if that makes sense, because they prioritize social over academic, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but and Holly, so, doesn't technology make it easier to fake it until you make it? She said with speech to text and text.
100%. The things that we have to do as teachers, and some of them are great. Like, some of the technology is great, but some of it is it's too much to where they can't, like, students can't do things. They're not learning to do things on their own. And then combining it with, like, AI and the fact that they can't, like, so many of them try to get away with AI in that use is just, it's really devastating, honestly.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I beg your pardon. As a teacher, are you allowed to flunk a student?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, there's, I'm trying to think. I mean, yeah, there's definitely, let's just say there's a lot we do as teachers and our, like, case managers. We do a lot of things to try to ensure academic success and, like, lots of chances, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
All of that. I would say flunking is really hard, like really hard to do. But we definitely have kids that do it every year. And ever since COVID, I can say that most of us have noticed a lot more student failures than we have prior to that. That's not to say that we were heading in that direction anyway, but I definitely feel like a lot of it is absenteeism, to be fairly honest with you.
Okay. All right, Holly, appreciate the call. Tim, I'm going to beg that you hang on through the break. We really, really want to talk to you. Tim in Olathe, he's 41 years old. He cannot read. He cannot write. We'll get with Tim in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. So the White House has announced that a ceasefire has been reached between Iran and Israel. It is scheduled to take effect in about 5 hours. Tim in Olathe. Tim, good afternoon. Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Go ahead.
Okay, so I can't read or spell, and I have a fifth grade reading level, and I think I've talked to you guys before about this. What taught me how to read and spell is a cell phone. And
so you can read. You can read at a rather lower level.
Yeah, yes, but there was three other guys that were with me, and one of them that I went to school with, and I'm really good friends with. He can't read a lick or spell nothing, and they graduated him, and I had 9.5 credits, and they were going to graduate me, but I dropped out because I thought making money was better than staying in school, but I wasn't going to graduate. I thought I wasn't going to graduate, but they ended up saying that they were going to graduate me anyways if I would have stayed.
Tim, so how stressful that must have been for you in fifth grade or sixth grade as everyone else is marching forward and you were falling behind and didn't have the help that you needed.
Right. And they actually held me back a year when I was, I think, in second grade. Okay. But then they moved me up a grade because I was too old for the sixth grade.
Yeah.
And I was a year older than everybody else, so they moved me up, knowing I couldn't spell or read. And they kept moving me. I dropped out my senior year, the beginning of my senior year.
Did you ever get a GED?
Yes, I did get my GED.
And it's the cell phone that helped you with spelling and reading?
Yep.
Why, just because of text messages and stuff?
Yeah, that's how I taught myself is how to spell and read is the cell phone.
Wow.
But it was the old Nokia ones, you know, before a cell phone, I didn't know how to read or spell a lick. I couldn't do nothing.
Wow.
And it's embarrassing going to apply for a job when you can't read or spell, yeah. You know.
But how did you said you got to your senior year in high school and you finally dropped out. How did you even get that far?
Because they kept letting me go, knowing that I couldn't read or spell.
But and
everybody knew it.
I believe you, but what I'm saying is at no point did you get your homework back and it was
zeros.
Completely unfinished. Because you wouldn't have been able to do it, right?
So we were in LD learning disorder. We had a learning disorder and a behavior disorder. So we really didn't get homework because we did it in class.
What did your parents what did your parents think?
I mean, there wasn't really much they could do about it because we had our IEPs, like Dana said, and that showed what we can and couldn't do. And my dad would throw a fit about it, but there wasn't much he could do about it.
Tim, the young woman at the center of this lawsuit is dyslexic, had a learning disability. There was a third thing. It's had some ADHD issues, but dyslexia was the big one. So on top of everything else, you know, she was struggling with dyslexia. And I think she had an IEP, and maybe that's how she just kept getting passed up and up and up like you did.
Yes, and they just, I mean, it's like they, I don't know, we're not with the regular kids, so they don't really pay attention to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they just put us on the back burner and let us go and go and go. My uncle was actually going to sue the school if they would have graduated me for that because I couldn't read or spell.
Oh, my God.
And now that I'm out of school and I'm probably making more money than half the people I graduated or that would have graduated with. Yeah.
Well, Tim, I'm so glad for that. And I'm glad you're out on the other side of it. And thank you for your honesty.
Yep. No problem. Right.
Be well, buddy.
By the way, 43 million Americans or 21% of adults fall into the category of lacking functional literacy. That is a level one reading level that is below first grade. 54% of adults cannot read the equivalent of a sixth grade reading level.
54%?
54%. That is when you start entering into your basic reading comprehension.
Possible?
That is reading multiple paragraphs at a time and understanding the concepts in those paragraphs. Mm-hmm. 54% cannot do that.
All right, real quick, we'll wrap it up with Sue in Kansas City. Sue, good evening.
Oh, good evening. So I went through something very, very similar with my son. He had an IEP all through school, because he's high-functioning autistic.
Okay.
And I can see where parents would get overwhelmed with this. I was a single parent, and they would bring you into these IEP meetings, and they would have, 15 to 20 people on their side all against me. And
What do you mean they were against you?
I say against me. I apologize. Like, they would be saying, you need to do this, you need to do that. Uh-huh. I literally, from the time he was in kindergarten, they tested his IQ the second week of kindergarten and said that he was listed as mentally retarded, and the best I could ever hope for him is vocational school. Uh-huh. And I wasn't accepting that in kindergarten. Little did they not tell me is that if I didn't agree with that, because I had to go through the Missouri Department of Education, if I didn't agree with that, they had to pay for a private IQ test, and miraculously his IQ by the end of the year went up, doubled.
All right. Hey, Sue, I got to stop you there. Do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. We got to run. Bonus Hour is next on behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. See you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.